Amen.
Amen.
Thank Reverend Williamson for his very fervent prayer to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. It's good for us to be here. And hopefully you have enjoyed yourself thus far. The food is beginning to ruminate. Upstairs. Amen. Starting to get a little warm in the sanctuary already. Amen.
Amen.
Because you're feeling so good already, it's not going to take me long.
Amen.
Amen. We want you to continue to enjoy these festivities on today.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And not leave thinking that we held you too long for church. Amen.
Amen.
But there is a couple of verses that we like to excavate from the responsive reading that you've already participated in reading. But for the sake of emphasis and to pinpoint our thought, we want to read to you from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19. Have that and you're ready, say amen.
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 And it says, and this is from the King James, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Behold, I will do a new thing. And that's what I want to talk about today, a new thing.
Amen.
A new thing. History is the study of the human past.
All right.
The past has left many traditions, folk tales, works of art, archaeological objects, books, written records of our accomplishments. Amen. Historians have been recording the events of history since the Phoenicians in Africa invented the first alphabet.
Yes, sir.
And so this month, this time, we celebrate and we look back and we remember, amen. And we see objects of the past to remind us of where we are and where we can go, amen.
Yes, sir.
Downstairs you would see different artifacts and different items of our past, amen. And some young people look at those things and not know what they are.
All right.
Amen. I was sharing with the preachers, and I'm DJ. He came in my office one day and he saw my typewriter, and he was puzzled by it.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't hooked up to anything. Didn't have no monitor. Amen. And he looked at me and he said, "What's that?" I said, "It's a typewriter." Amen. And that's not that far in our past, but for him, amen, they don't know anything about a typewriter.
Yes,
amen. And he marveled at it, and he wanted to know, did I plug it up, how it worked? Amen. And so I had to tell him what I used it for.
Yes, sir.
But he learned something even from that.
Amen.
Our past is rich, and it's something that we ought to share, amen. Not just our history, amen, lest we lose focus on, amen, the reason we're really here. We have to share with our children, our young people, what the Lord has done for us.
Amen.
Amen. We can't just focus on the physical. We've got to focus on the spiritual. as well, because man is a tripartite. He's body, soul, and spirit.
Yes, sir.
And many of us are out of balance because we focus in on one aspect of our being.
Yes.
We want to build ourselves up physically. We want to make ourselves look good physically. Mm-hmm. But then our spirit man begins to suffer.
You right? Huh?
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
But sometimes we study the past and gain a better understanding of other people and places.
Amen.
But the purpose of most recorded history is to draw valuable lessons from which we can improve on our lifestyle.
All right.
Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. We need to know our history. We need to know our past. We are destined to continue to do and make the same mistakes as we move forward.
All right.
What we learn is largely determined by the accuracy and the availability of raw data to which we are exposed. For instance, until the advent of Black History Month, and again, there are those who say we shouldn't even have not only a month, but it even should not even be recognized. Amen. But until the advent of Black History Month, our children learned all of their Black history when they studied the plight of slavery in the South prior to the Civil War.
Yes, sir.
Very little truth was and still is contained in our children's textbooks about the depth of slavery's pain in America. It would be those who would just as well say, take it out of the history books.
Yeah.
Why go back over that sore spot in American history? Well, you can't have American history without us.
You're right.
Amen. Amen. Like. Amen. So it's not a bad idea to set aside a month out of the year to concentrate on setting the record straight, amen. Until the advent of Black History Month, the only information received about men and women of color by most of our white children living in the sheltered communities of the Midwest were the snippets of truth about slavery and the civil rights movement. That's all they would learn. But now, no matter where you are in America,
all right,
in the month of February, the airwaves and the satellite dishes are flooded with commercials about Black history that goes far beyond slavery and civil rights.
All right.
It is about time we taught our Black children that there is more to our history,
yes, sir,
than enslavement of our ancestors. You know, Black children are today, they are shocked when they hear that Henry Ford bought the concept plans for the first automobile from a Black man.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Y'all know Henry Ford. Amen. Amen. They are shocked to hear that Blacks are credited with inventing things like the mouse trap, the umbrella, and the ironing board.
All right.
And they swell with pride when they hear that a Black man performed the first open heart surgery.
Yes.
And I love it to watch the amazement when they find out that highly developed empire, Black empires, existed in many parts of Africa hundreds and even thousands of years ago.
Yes, sir.
Way before the onslaught of slavery exploitation in the late 1500s.
Yes, sir.
They don't know all of that. It is important to know about our history. Our history helps us to define who we are as a people.
All right.
Did you know that our Black ancestors, Imhotep, amen, was the first physician in recorded history?
All right.
He opened the first hospital in 2700 BC and called the familiar caduceus, amen, the little symbol that you see recognized, amen, in medicine, the staff with the serpents around it. The Greeks even referred to Imhotep as the god of healing.
Yeah.
And this is the same physician who was also a great architect and engineer. And as I read even further about him, he was the first one in medicine that didn't involve or try to incorporate magic and sorcery into medicine.
Amen.
History has its purpose.
You're right.
But it also has its place.
Yes, sir.
Our forward momentum as a people can become slowed and even stagnant if we dwell too much on the past. Is that right?
Amen.
It's good. It's good. Amen. But if we're going to get stuck in the past, what are we going to do about the present?
All right.
Or even the future?
Yes, sir.
It's good to reflect upon the accomplishments of Dr. Martin Luther King and Reverend Jesse Jackson, individuals like that, but only if they motivate us and inspire us to press on. It's not any good to focus on the past if it's not going to create a better present or a better future.
Yes, sir.
Dwelling too much in the past can create deference to the present.
You're right.
Amen. It can, amen. When we dwell too much in the past, it produces a woe is me attitude.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
You know that kind of mentality where we want to blame everybody else.
All right.
For the plight that we are in and what we are going through right now.
Yes.
Help me, Lord. It would seem today that we are so busy rejoicing over the past gains in civil rights that we have forgotten how far we still have to go.
Yes.
And so in spite of the progress, there's still work to be done. Amen. We don't want to get stuck in the past, and we don't want to be embittered by the past to the point where we are lashing out and fighting against other folk. Amen. Regardless of what the race might be. That is not what we are here for. That is not what God has done in our lives, because the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Amen.
But against principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. Some things need to stir, amen, the waters of complacency.
All right.
That overshadow our obviously still existing inequality. I know inequality still exists. I know that racism still exists. Amen. It's not just on one race toward the other, but it's on both sides. This kind of mentality continues to exist in our society.
Yes.
And oh, if you're not careful, help me, Holy Ghost. Just watch some of our candidates now running for office. Amen. And the type of hatred and bigotry that they spew out. Amen. The kind of indecency that comes from their thinking and their logic, but yet they aspire to be, amen, to the highest office of this country. We need to be aware of what's going on. Help me, Holy Ghost. Yeah, there's still inequality. There's still racism. There's still prejudice. Amen. Our average income is still significantly lower. Amen. Than our white counterparts. Amen. We're still sometimes the last hired and the first fired in most cases. Our communities are still the major target of illegal drug activity and distribution. We are still rejected, amen, by bank loans, amen, at an alarming high rate. Our children still make up a large percentage of those incarcerated in the prison system. We still register too small a number in the upwardly mobile community. Too many of us.
Yes, sir.
Still live from week to week. Am I talking to anybody? None of this should abrogate our responsibility to achieve and to desire to advance.
Amen.
Sometimes, let me be honest, sometimes some of our situation is our fault.
You're right. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Help me, Holy Ghost. That may not be popular, but sometimes it's our fault.
Yes.
When you have the opportunity and you don't take advantage of the, amen, the opportunities that's been afforded you, amen, it's your fault.
Yeah.
Why would we not vote, amen,
yes,
when people gave up their lives,
yeah, yeah,
so that you could have a right to vote?
Amen.
Some of us are folk.
Right.
Amen. Amen. And when folk get in office and we don't like who was in office, well, did you vote?
All right.
Amen. There's an Old Testament parable that talks about the bramble bush. The bramble bush was a little bush. It wasn't very attractive. It didn't, amen, it didn't cast any shade. Amen. But when the request and the invitation went out for leadership, amen, the palm tree said, I don't want the position. The juniper tree said, I don't want the position. And when they got to the bramble bush,
yes, sir,
the bramble bush said, I'll take the position.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then folk have the audacity to complain about the one that's in leadership when you won't step up,
yeah,
and take the responsibility.
Yeah.
Some of us are folk.
Yes, sir.
History has its place, but rest too long on your laurels, and as the saying goes, and you may end up with nothing but your laurels to rest upon.
All right.
We in Christendom should focus on what the Lord requires.
Yes.
And you might say, well, what does the Lord require, preacher? Well, Micah 6 and 8 already gave us that instruction. What does the Lord require of the old man? He requires that we would do justly, to love mercy,
yes, sir,
and to walk humbly with our God.
All right.
That's what we ought to be about.
Uh-huh.
Doing just, loving mercy, walking humbly with our God, and Christendom has no race, but we're all blood-bought and washed in the blood of the Lamb. Is that right? In our scripture today, amen, Isaiah warned the children of Israel about dwelling too much in the past.
All right.
It's true that God had brought them, amen, through the great Exodus. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
He had released them from bonds of slavery and set them on a new path. Indeed, he had called them out as his chosen people.
Amen.
All of this, amen, was part of the Israelites' cherished history. But you can't live in the past.
Amen.
History has its place.
Yes, sir.
But it must be kept in its place.
Yes, sir.
The Israelites were challenged not to think, amen, that their greatest victories with the Lord were behind them. Isaiah prophesied, amen, and amen, and charged them to forget the past, its comfortable, amen, familiarities, and even its shortcomings and disappointment. That's in the past.
Yes, sir.
It was true that the Lord had brought them through the Red Sea.
Hmm.
But he also prepared to take them through the wilderness.
Yes.
Isaiah commanded the Israelites to look ahead. And he prophesied that God was going to do a new thing.
Amen.
Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. Think about a new thing. Amen.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about you, but I'm looking for God to do a new thing in the black church, in the black community. My black history becomes less and less satisfying as I watch the value of the dollar decrease in our neighborhoods. The number of unwed mothers and babies with our fathers increase. And the inner city housing that holds too many of us begin to crumble around our feet.
Yes, sir.
It's time to act as though we expect and desire God to once again do a new thing.
Amen.
See, some of us are guilty of not living a life of expectancy. We are guilty of not trusting God to do what he said he's going to do in his word. God said, I'm going to do a new thing. It's great to have, amen, amen, a black man in the Supreme Court.
Yes, sir.
But justice is still unjust when prisoners are filled with just us.
Yeah.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
It's great, Amen. And it's great to have the Constitution that gives us the right to vote. But the amendment is worthless. If some are turned away at the polls because of senseless reasons. And the oldest voting machines are placed in our community where the chairs just don't fall off. Amen. Now votes end up not being counted. It's great to have the opportunity to go to college, but the opportunity is worthless to many of our children if they end up flunking because of inadequate and inferior elementary education that don't have the basics.
All right.
It's wonderful to teach racial tolerance as part of our elementary school curriculum. But we need to teach it not only in elementary school.
All right.
But we need to teach it to the real estate broker, the bank loan officer, the human resource departments of major corporations. Amen. We need to teach it to those, amen, of our white counterparts that move out of the community when we move in. That ain't still happening, is it? That still happening. Let me take this off. It's getting too hot in here. Amen. 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 White flight. Amen. Minister Brinkley said it still happens, so I'm going to take his word for it. History's reflection can be wonderfully satisfying, but beware of letting it ruin your appetite for progress. If we are so full and fat off the past, we have no desire to eat what God has placed before us. That will nourish us to gain a brighter future. Help me, Holy Ghost. There's still so much work to be done to obtain our fair distribution of the American apple pie. And what role do we as Christians play? Amen. In this quest for equality. Black tradition shows us that hope, amen, for change always began in the black church. The black Christians, amen, have been the catalyst for revolutionizing and transforming our circumstances. Amen. And we must not stop now. Amen. We've got to continue to vote. We've got to continue to speak up. Get involved. Be informed. Wake up. Amen. Don't let folk always work the okie doke on you. Amen. Don't be hoodwinked and flim-flam by what other folk are saying. You need to find out for yourself. Can I get a witness here? I'm hearing now. Amen. I'm starting to break into a cold sweat. Amen. All Christians must hold out. Amen. The hope of Christ as our banner for justice.
Yes, sir.
We must read every day, expecting God to bless us. Remember ye not the former things. Neither consider the things of old. We must expect God, amen, is going to do a new thing. Help me, Holy Ghost. God, amen, is not through with us yet. If he can make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, we know that he's able to move our present circumstance and our present mountains out of our way. Do you not hear the Lord saying that if you had the faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, that it shall be done. God is able to do a new thing. He is able to do abundantly above all we ask and think. If the Lord can cause a virgin to conceive a child, he can restore our families. If the Lord can open up the Red Sea, he can open doors of opportunity. If the Lord can raise Lazarus, he can resurrect our ailing churches. Forget the past. Press into the future with the hope that the Lord is able. We must have faith that God is going to do a new thing. When it seems there is no way, the Lord will create a way. When it seems there's no present hope, the Lord will give us hope. When it seems there is no present joy, the Lord will discover a new joy. When it seems there is no remaining strength, we will declare that we can do what all things through Christ that strengthens us. We must have faith that God is going to do a new thing. The best is yet to come. When we serve God, who is going to do a new thing, we must believe that he's going to do a new thing. Can I get a witness here? We must follow his lead. We must listen when he speaks. We must give amen when he expects. We must desire when he offers. We must claim when he makes us a promise. We must see when he reveals it to us. Can I get a witness here? He's going to do a new thing. I've got faith that he's going to do a new thing. Amen. I'm seeing things that are not as though they were. And I'm glad today that I remember what the old songwriter said, that I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me say, my faith on heaven's tableland, a higher place that I've found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. We must not dwell too much in the past. We must come to Christ expecting him to do a new thing, to do a fresh thing. God is going to do something new. The former things are passed away. Can I get a witness here? But mighty and new things are destined to come. God promised us today a new thing. He promised to lead and provide. And I'm glad today that I can trust in the Lord. Amen. I've got his word to stand on. I don't have to go by what somebody else said. But God is going to provide for me. Because David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And every now and then, we got to walk through the valleys of the shadow of death. But the good thing is just the shadow of death. I will feel no evil. God is greater than anything that you fear. Can I get a witness here? He is, amen. He will prepare a table before me. His rod and his staff, amen. He prepared the table before me in the presence of his my enemies. He'll anoint my head with oil. My cup is going to run over. If you don't get a blessing for yourself, get close to me, because my cup is going to run over. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's the word of God for the people of God. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. The Lord is going to do a new thing. Is that all right? Aren't you tired of the same old stuff? Aren't you tired of the same old church? Amen. Aren't you tired of the same old prayer? God wants to do a new thing.
Amen.
And if you open up your heart, God will perform it today. Not tomorrow. He didn't say this was tomorrow, but he said today. He can do a new thing in your life. Is that all right? The door of the church is open. This is your opportunity to say yes to Him. To say, Lord, I want you to do something new in my life. I'm tired. I'm stagnated. I'm complacent. And I can't move forward. But Lord, with you, all things are possible. And He can do a new thing in your life. He can rejuvenate you. He can invigorate you. He can revive you. Some of us can't get up with excitement in the morning because we too caught up in the past. But if you get up expecting God to do a new thing, you'll get up with excitement. But you got to get up expecting Him to do that. Is that all right? Expect Him. Say, Lord, I know I'm waiting with great anticipation and expectation. I know that you've got something different for me today. And God will perform it for you. If you're here, you can come.
Oh, when the morning comes.